Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell your brother.
Well, they've been with this radio station for a long time, Joe and Cindy Farini. Kathleen's parents, actually, join
yes.
us every Monday to offer some marriage advice. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Hey, good to be with you.
Good morning.
And what are you laughing about?
It's always interesting in the morning because often Joey's not up, but we're scurrying around here trying to get him situated, and we're like running.
So Joey's like, I want to be on the radio.
Well, yeah, he doesn't move as fast as we needed him to this morning. So anyway, so here we are. Happy Memorial Day, and congratulations, Janelle.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so, all right, so you might even be dealing with this right now as you quick whisper to each other whose job it is to help Joey. So what should be the goal when it comes to conflict resolution for a couple?
All right, great place to start. But the goal of conflict, of course, resolution is in marriage is a commitment to just building oneness in that marriage. And that has to be the overriding goal behind this thing. And, of course, the pathway to making that a reality is understanding that the first step is always to try to understand fully what the conflict's all about. I mean, it sounds like a pretty basic plan, but unless we have a clear understanding as to what we actually are having a conflict about, it's going to be difficult to really move forward on this one.
Huh. And so, I mean, how do you even get to that point? Do you have to basically just kind of start before you're fighting and say, we've got to understand we're on the same page here when we get into arguments?
I think that's really one of the best things to do. And when we speak for family life, one of the things that we have couples say to each other is, you are not my enemy. And I feel like that's, you know, that is a great place for all of us to start. And then work from there saying, you know, like, no, okay, how do we do this now if we're really on the same team? If we're really on the same team, how are we going to make this work? And so we're going to have, you know, certainly a lot of steps that we can talk about for that. But I think if you can look at your spouse, and, you know, in the middle of a conflict, that's not the easiest thing to say because you do feel like your spouse is your enemy. But that's a good place to begin.
And Cindy, when you are trying to resolve conflict in a godly way, what would be a good first step?
Well, I think what we would say is that instead of trying to win the conflict, because a lot of times that's what we want. We want to, we know we're right, and your husband knows that he's right, and we both want to win. You know, that's kind of why the conflict started in the first place, probably. And so what we want to do is we want to understand each other rather than win. So I'm going to let Joe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, not a problem. You know, the first step, Janelle, is really determining if the offense really requires a confrontation. And I know when the reality is that when you're in the heat of the moment, it's really difficult to really think through these processes that we're talking about here. But a good benchmark for always determining if an offense really requires a confrontation is to basically ask the question, you know, have I been hurt by this offense? You know, was there something that was blatantly mean-spirited or whatever? And if so, then you're going to have to admit that you were hurt by that. And so you will need to tell the truth. You know, and until we can admit that the offense hurt, we're going to be unable to really to move forward in restoring this relationship. And so I think a good next step is just to consider also now your contribution to this conflict. And I think this is a tough one. And for, I think when you're engaging in conflict resolution and, you know, ask yourself the question, what role did I play in this matter? You know, was I unclear about my expectations? Did I not understand myself as to what the situation was all about? Do I like playing the victim card? Do I like holding my spouse hostage? I mean, these are things that you need to be thinking about before you begin jumping into an argument or a conflict.
And, you know, one of the things that Sarah and I had to figure out, and it took us a long time to do it, but we committed to each other that we won't use absolutes in arguments, like you always or you never.
Exactly.
Because that just derails everything.
We still do that. I do that.
Do you?
But that's a good – yeah, that's a good – because then you – that's a rabbit trail. Then you're talking about, no, I don't. It's not always. And, yeah,
exactly.
You know, and it takes the focus off of – the issue. So that's a good rule.
Exactly. And then they find the one thing that,
yeah,
that defies.
That's what I do.
Yes.
Well, actually, if you remember, back in 2004,
exactly,
it was a sunny day. And that's when I took the trash out. Don't you remember? You didn't have to ask me.
Exactly.
I mean, And so I think to me this has to do somewhat to like the idea of ground rules. You have to, as awkward as this sounds, I mean, don't you have to figure out in advance, outside of an argument, how to argue well?
Yes. And actually what we would like to do, if we could, we're going to take not just this week, but two more weeks. And next week we would like to kind of lay those ground rules and talk about like really how to focus on and engage in the conflict. And then lastly, the final one we'd like to talk about is being abused or taking abuse in a marriage. Is that the right thing to do? Is that the godly thing to do? Be submissive to abuse. So that's a big topic these days.
Well, then I'll save some of my comments then on the ground rules, because Sarah and I have had to make a long list of those, actually.
Let's write some of those down too, because maybe some of your ground rules might be a little bit different than some that we have. So, the more that we can share with the listeners, I think the more that will help them, and certainly it will help all of us.
Right.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I'll be happy to share those. But, I think one other issue we can discuss with you, though, has to do with what do you do if you're falsely accused? Like you're arguing and it's like you actually did not do whatever your spouse thinks you did.
Sure. And let me say, too, Joe mentioned in his last comment about purposely, doing something mean-spirited. And even sometimes things that aren't mean-spirited cause conflict. So I just want to mention that, too, because I don't think it's always, I just intentionally, purposely wanted to get my spouse mad. Sometimes it's just stuff that we do and we don't even almost know that we do it. And we need to own up to it. So to answer your question, what helps one to willingly confront after you've been falsely accused? I think we have to examine.
You know what, Cindy? I'm going to have you hold on one second here because your phone line is skipping here, and I'm not exactly sure why that is. And Cindy, sorry about the phone issue we had there. You were starting to tell us about what to do when you've been falsely accused in a relationship argument.
Yes, I think the main thing is we need to actually own what we really did, own it so that we can begin to discuss it. But if you've been falsely accused, I think we have to find out kind of what is the motivation behind that. It sounds like retaliation in some way, and really the point that we would want in our relationship is to restore it, not to retaliate. And so, of course, also, being filled with the Holy Spirit is going to be very important to navigate exactly what's going on here. I know Joe has a few things he'd like to share too.
No, I think that's so important what Cindy just said, that the importance that, once you get the preliminary steps out of the way, so to speak, then you can lovingly confront the offender, if you will. But once you get to that point, let me just encourage you that you need to be engaging into this conflict resolution with some making sure that you're filled with the Spirit and speak the truth in love and be willing to hear. Actually, here's another aspect here is be willing to hear what God what he might be saying through your spouse. And it could be that God might be trying to get your attention or give you an important message through your spouse. So you need to be listening carefully, paying attention to what's being said and sometimes what's not being said as well. And Cindy, of course, we can talk more about this next week. But the fact, feeling the feeling issue, I think, is a very important criteria for resolving conflicts. And we can talk more about that next week, probably.
Yeah, in fact, we're getting short on time here. So, Cindy, any final thoughts for us before we say goodbye?
Well, I just think it's just important that it's an area that you begin to work together instead of always having conflict. Some people really love living in conflict, but I don't think most of us really do. And so we need to take those proactive steps forward, working together and owning what we've done that's wrong or what we've said that's wrong. So those would be the most important things.
Wonderful. Now, if folks want to reach out to you, Cindy, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, we'd love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. We're getting a great number of people, and we appreciate that we have this this time with you to be able to share with people. People are always writing saying how much they appreciate getting to listen to these broadcasts, which Ron provides for my web guy to put them on the website, and then I put them on get them on Facebook. So come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook, and if you have a question, the best and the easiest way to ask it is on email through our website. And that the best way is cindyfarini.com, but joefarini.com gets you there just the same.
All right. Thanks, you guys. I always appreciate your advice.
Thank you.
All right.